Hey.
Hi.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome to another week's episode.
Yes.
Oh, man. So, Miss Cheryl, Sister Dare, and I were having a discussion about
brainstorming.
Not just brainstorming, but we've talked about it a few times, and then we were like, yeah, we should actually really talk about this.
Right.
So we're talking about catfishing, but not just your typical catfishing where you go online and
use somebody else's picture.
You meet someone, right? You just meet someone and you think they're this person and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But it's more so of like you're purposely altering your own picture
from your face to your body,
yeah, to look a certain way,
right?
And obviously it all boils down to self-esteem and self-worth and all of mm-hmm. that. But it's amazing because it's like your self-worth is so, I guess, warped or damaged or just lacking that you feel the need to really alter your picture,
right?
You know, I'm all for the nice little Snapchat filter with the, you know, where it's obvious that it's Snapchat, like the puppy dog.
Well, like, no, like I'm not against like filters.
I'm not either, but
because I get it. You know, nowadays people want to tweak here and there. You know, mm-hmm. but when you tweak it to the point where you don't look like yourself, if I meet you in person,
right,
then that's a problem,
right?
If I see you, I'm like, you look nothing like your picture,
right?
You know, like you how old are you again?
Yeah. You have a chiseled six pack, but you really have a keg.
I know, like you look like night and day,
right?
And that happens, yeah. You know, especially on social media, like on. You really don't know if people are
who they say they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, especially when it comes to online dating, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of women are filtering themselves.
It's funny. So I'm glad you brought that up because I actually signed up for a site. I'm not going to talk about the site right now, but there was
very interesting site.
Yeah. But there was a part of me that's like, let me see the women that are on here, you know?
Right.
And I kid you not, a lot of them, every single picture they put up was filtered.
Really?
Every single picture. It's like, I don't mind using a filter. And even if you're on a dating site and you're, you know, putting up your profile, mm-hmm. it's okay to like maybe, let's say they give you 12 options. Like they give you 12, you can put up 12 different shots.
Right.
It's okay to put up like two or three filtered pictures, but the rest of them should be you, like you,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. because if you're talking about wanting to connect with someone and meet someone, you're not going to have a filter on you.
Exactly.
When they meet you.
And that's the thing. Like I don't, and that's why I say, I don't think people are really that serious in terms of meeting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's just for attention's sake. They're looking for somebody. They're lonely. You're looking for attention because you have to know that at some point this person is going to see you
mm-hmm.
in person. And is going to view you. You know, would you want somebody to do that to you?
Right.
You know, when you go meet somebody and be like, you look nothing like your picture.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of be somewhat authentic in some way to show who you really are.
Right.
You yeah. know?
Like, so there, it's interesting. So there's this woman that I know and, you know, I met her and then it was like a year later and I end up in a group chat mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, this woman is like really beautiful, like right. gorgeous. Like, oh my God, you know? And then I'm at this event and she's there and I remember her from the year prior.
Right.
But I didn't realize that she was the one in the group chat.
She did not look like her photo.
No.
That's just insane to me.
And her picture, she looks like she's in her 20s, like 27, 28, yeah. right?
But I sent the picture
to Cheryl. I was like, you're not going to believe this shit. So I send the picture to Cheryl. And Cheryl's like, oh, wow, she's really gorgeous.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, she's like in her 50s. And she was like, no. No,
exactly.
And I'm like, yes.
I was just like, it's impossible. But you know, that's what filters would do. They'll make you look like, you know?
Yeah, and it's like,
make you look so young and perfect. Your skin is just so flawless. No wrinkles at all. My God, you're gorgeous. Yeah, yeah. And then when you eat them, you're like, holy shit.
You got fucking craters in your face, or you got like you're actually probably more weight than you really are trying to show that you are, because
filters could make you look slimmer.
Well, that's Photoshop. If you Photoshop and filter your pictures.
So like, yeah, those you know what? Those are the two things: Photoshop and filtering.
Yeah,
and which is a common thing that's happening now, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, it's like that guy I was telling you, the guy that I was seeing, and he was telling me that his friend actually pays a company to filter all of her pictures.
Listen, that's fucking insane.
That is.
Chick got issues, no offense, but that doesn't, you could do that shit for free. You got to pay a company to do that for you.
Right. And then why are you doing this?
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. So, you know, there's a person from back in the days. I don't know if you are going to remember her, you know. This generation.
Me or our
audience? I think our generation will know. So she used to be on Family Ties, which is a show back in the 80s, you know, with Michael J. Fox, Justine Bateman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now back in the day, she was pretty, you know, and now she's gotten older. She's aged. I forgot how old she is, but I think she's in either her late 50s or early 60s.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's one of the few people in Hollywood that says, you know,
I'm fuck
just,
that.
Yeah, fuck plastic surgery, fuck all of that. I'm just going to age gracefully. Mm-hmm. She's against, you know, going to plastic surgery. And she says one of the things, she says, you're not going to make the fear go away by changing your face.
Right.
And we're all afraid of getting older, you know, and there's certain things about us that we don't like. So we try to correct it, you know, either through plastic surgery or doing the filtering, stuff like that. And she's one of the few people who I could definitely say who is trying to. She says, you know, I find it really wrong that women right now are absorbing this idea that their face needs to be fixed. Mm-hmm. I realize my face is the only, it's only going to get older. So why not take care of whatever fear I have attached to that?
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? Think about when we were kids. Look at Joan Rivers.
And she had plastic surgery for days.
Oh, yeah. And she did not hide that shit at all. Cher, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's those ones that are extreme
cases.
Well,
you know, Cher, you know, she shares that she has plastic surgery. Right. But it doesn't look
But she doesn't do it to crazy. She doesn't do it to the extreme where it's like, you could tell that she did it. Mm-hmm. You could just tell, you just know that she did it because of, you know, how old she is.
Yes.
You know?
Whereas, but she didn't go overboard with
like
it.
Like Madonna. That's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She went overboard.
Yeah.
Especially with the ass.
Like, yeah. Like, come on. Like I told you, like Madonna, I always loved her thighs. She has great legs.
Yeah.
You know, in my thought, right. You know, but when you look at her ass don't match her thighs. You
know? Yeah.
And then her diehard fans are like, no, she's got a really good personal trainer. Yeah. No. Right. No.
She has. Come on. Let's be real now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's look back on from day one when she first started till now. Mm-hmm. The ass was never there. But needless to say, when it comes down to women today, nobody likes to get older. So we want to tweak and make ourselves look good. But then nobody's really thinking about, oh, well, I got to meet this person. You know, and it is a form of catfishing.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think they realize that you're putting up a picture that does not really,
that is not you. Really you.
Yeah. Right.
And, but it just sucks that we are living in an age. Well, I mean, you know what? It's always been like that, it's more so now because of social media, but we're in this space of where we feel some sort of way. And it's like,
I think it is, you know, it is social media where a lot of women are portrayed on there to look a certain way.
Yeah, but look at the 90s when you had Cindy Crawford and all these like super anorexic looking models.
Yeah.
Girls started thinking like, okay, well, I'm gonna stop eating.
But you know, now it's more common now it's more in your face because it's the phone.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You know, you have your phone with you and you're scrolling and you're going down and you're seeing all these women that look perfect, you know, and this is the norm to look this way.
Mm-hmm. And then there's guys that are actually going and getting surgery, plastic surgery to get abs. Like,
yeah, which they do have.
I'm like,
yeah, it's interesting.
I'm like, okay.
This surgery for everything nowadays.
At least, all right, I get it. To make yourself feel better. I totally understand.
It's all about confidence. Right. You know, a lot of people lack that self-confidence that is needed.
Right. But I think if you put it out there, like let's say I put it out there. Okay, I had plastic surgery done. All right, I did this and this and that's that.
Right.
Then at least they know. But when I'm acting like, I didn't do that, please. I didn't get surgery. And that filter, I always look like that. I always have my makeup done. I always have that nice glow. I have.
We wish. We all wish.
I think it's all. I was actually having this conversation with one of the girls that works with me because, you know, she has freckles. And I have freckles too. Mm-hmm. And when I was little, my mom used to say they were angel kisses. I never thought anything bad about freckles, right. You know? I know that it's like there are people that are actually trying to get freckles now. And that's why they have a filter with the freckles.
Right.
And it's like crazy to me. Like, oh, I remember when this wasn't even accepted.
Listen, having thick, big lips wasn't accepted. Okay.
Right.
Now you have no offense to, you know, no offense, but white people now they all want the big lips and, you know, the tan, the nice, you know, nice tan and the mm-hmm. big ass. And it's just like,
why? We trade in places.
Trading places. Wasn't there a movie?
Yeah, but it wasn't about catfishing or filters.
No, I know.
It was changing statuses.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. With Eddie Murphy.
Yes. But
yeah, it's, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you should accept who you are. And I get it. I have nothing against, you know, plastic surgery and tweaking yourself and making, you know, building that self-confidence, more power to you if you have the money to do it.
Yeah. But then that's you just enhancing something on you. Right. In person, like physically, yeah. Right. Versus a picture.
A picture that is not enhanced in real life.
Right. Like, you know, if you're sending me a picture where your makeup is like fucking flawless, you got a nice little glow and your background is very nice as well.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys nowadays know, you know, that a lot of women do this.
They do. But then they still try to like they go after those ones. Right. Yeah. And then when they meet them in person, they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And your face can't hide your expression.
No.
So I feel really bad because when I saw that woman, I was like, ooh.
Was your facial expression showing? Because you know mine
was
showing.
Yours would have shown, but mine, I just like kind of was like, my expression I think was like kind of like, oh, hi, because I remembered her from the year before.
Right.
You know, but then like it was like everything happened, no joke, probably like in less than a minute where I was like, oh shit, she was the one that I saw all those pictures and I'm like, holy shit, that. Yo, you know, like there was like 1,000 thoughts that just went like in a second, like boop. And I'm like, oh man, mm-hmm. Damn, that's like extreme filter.
Yeah. Overload of filter. Yeah, like she went to the best one that will just right. show
she's like, her 27 year old filter. Like
27 year old filter. Let me just boop.
Yeah. And so, you know, And if I was a guy, if I was a dude, right? And I'm like, damn, she's hot, you know? And
let me press on that button.
Right. Follow.
Yeah.
Right? Then I actually meet her. I don't think I can hide my facial expression.
I don't think any guy would be able to hide their facial expression.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys would have been like, okay, nice. So nice to meet right. you.
You are a doll.
Delete.
You're a doll. I'll call you tomorrow. Not. or be like, so do you have any kids? And with the hopes that she does have a 27-year-old daughter. Maybe you could hook it up.
Oh, God. That's real, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a couple of guys that I know that they said that they met women and they didn't look like how they looked.
They didn't look how they looked, so they went out with their daughter.
No, even body wise, they made themselves look smaller. And then when they met them, it was just like, oh,
you know what?
And then luckily for them, the chemistry wasn't there on both ends. Mm-hmm. So it was just like,
it just worked out. Whew, dodge the bullet.
Yes.
I think what I'm going to start doing is trying to find like the filter that makes me look fatter so that when they meet me, I'm actually so crazy. Thinner.
I don't think they have a filter for that.
I'm going to create it.
Unless you Photoshop yourself to like make yourself look like that, which would be fucking crazy. Come on.
I should do that.
So crazy. Come on.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't get it.
My sparkling personality should just win them over regardless. But there are those shallow people that they want, you know, a certain look on their arm. So
yeah,
that's all it is for them.
You know, it's funny, those people that want a certain look on their arm, but they don't have that certain look themselves.
Yeah.
Which is the ironic part.
Yeah, we know.
You know,
one.
If you want a dime piece, you better be a dime piece yourself.
Right. Right.
Or you better have something along with that to get the dime piece, if you know what I mean.
Cha-ching.
Let's be real. I mean, that's just that. Just
yeah.
Reality.
Yeah. Because you see those old guys that have like the hot young wife. It's because he has money.
Yeah.
And he can do things for her.
Yeah.
It's not because, you know, he's like gorgeous.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's true.
You know, and it sucks. Yeah. That's the world that we live in. But that's just the reality of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, because I was thinking about, there was a video that I saw, I think it was yesterday, where the guy was talking about how he has to pay, you know, he has to pay on the date,
mm-hmm.
and how women withhold, you know, certain things, and the guy is actually paying for her time.
Oh, like an escort.
Yeah, but no. But so it was, I had this conversation with one of my exes actually about how he's like,
you're paying for somebody's time.
No. But you know, it's so funny, but that's what a date, like when the guys take the women out on a date, mm-hmm. they're paying for everything. So they're like, all women are prostitutes. That's what he told me. All women are prostitutes. All women sell themselves. And I was like,
that's bullshit. If I fucking give that shit up, it's because I fucking want to see which technically what you got. Keeping it real.
But I think about it. I was like, you know, guys are paying for dinner. They pay for a movie. Because they're paying. They're paying.
I mean, because that's what you are supposed to do as a gentleman. Technically.
Who wrote that? Who made that up?
Just is what it is. Let me keep it real. I don't need no man paying for shit for me or taking care of me or doing any of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it just shows the type of character you are when you do that.
Right.
Now, you know, I don't mind, you know, if you meet somebody and they're like, yeah, you know, you want to go half on this? I'll be mm-hmm. like, oh, okay. And then I probably won't see that motherfucker again. Yeah, no, I won't.
You know what's funny?
And you know me, I'm the one that's always, you know, I'm one to pay. Like I'm one that will like, you know, take turns type situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, luckily the guys that I have dealt with, they've been very chivalrous when it comes down to that.
Like right.
They don't feel right.
The first date, yeah.
Not even the first date. They don't feel right.
In general, woman. Yeah.
In general, except for fucking one who just... Forget about him.
No, the funny, I had a friend that I used to work with, and she was telling me that she went on a date with a guy and he had a Groupon.
Are you serious?
She goes, would you go on a second date?
Can I get
someone?
A coupon?
Yeah, she goes,
let me check out this coupon right here so I can get 20% off of this dinner. I would have looked at him like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. And then he asked her to go half.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sweetie, you will never see me again.
Yeah, right. He was in his 30s, lives with his, he moved back in with his folks. He took
He
really wanted to take her out. She was like, if I knew that he was going to pay with a Groupon.
Oh my God.
And then asked to go half. Like,
no. On top of a Groupon, you asked him to go half? You want a fucking discount? How to the no?
No,
it's like that thing on that video on Instagram.
Yeah,
held to the no, to the no.
Oh my God! Yeah, I mean, I get that times are rough, but then if times are rough, then don't go out.
Yeah, just don't go out.
Or how about you cook something? You could.
But first date, nobody's gonna go to nobody's house. You don't know who the fuck you're dealing with.
Right,
meeting,
right,
you know?
Right. No. But I'm saying like you could think of something.
Something unique. Like if it's the weather's nice outside, and it's a good, you know, the weather's good.
Buy a hot dog.
Yeah, go for it. Go to the park.
Yeah.
Be creative.
Yes.
Think of something.
But don't.
Do a picnic.
Can you imagine?
Do something.
He takes her to the park and be like, can you go half on this?
I'm embarrassed for you.
You can half on this $3 hot dog. You know, brother's a little broke.
Embarrassing. Oh God. Oh no.
Guys like that deserve to get catfished.
Seriously. Keeping it real. Right. Yeah. And listen, as I get, you know, we're talking about the whole filters, but there's also people who just do regular catfish still.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's crazy that the show came out, you know, MTV. Mm-hmm. And it's been years now.
Yeah. I don't know how many seasons.
Yeah. And people are still doing it. Mm-hmm. People are still, why get somebody else's photo and pretend to be somebody that you're not? Mm-hmm. And then the crazy part
is...
It's
a rush. It's a sickness, actually.
It is. And you know, the crazy part is the person that they get, that they fool, because that's what it is, are in these little conversations for months. Now, let me tell you something. If I cannot talk to you mm-hmm. after a period of time, you know...
FaceTime,
something... Mm-hmm. Next.
Yes.
I'm not going to waste my time because then I know it's fake, mm-hmm. you know? And I think a lot of men and women need to come to realize that if a person does not, if the vibe is flowing, you know, through whatever site that you're on, because I know they have those, like, you know, where you can message people through the site directly.
Yeah.
After, I give it like maybe a day or two.
Yeah. If you're not moving out of that platform to something else, yes, where you can actually like talk, communicate. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about an email. Okay. Yeah. Or messenger. I'm talking about like exchange numbers, actually physically get on the phone, hear a person's voice.
Yep.
To know if they're freaking real or not. Mm-hmm. And even not only the voice, but at some point. Yeah.
FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Or eventually set up to meet.
Yes.
Like in a couple of days. You know, set up something. But if a person is continuously making excuses to why this, to why that, oh no, I can't get on the phone right now, then it's bullshit.
Yes.
The person's fake. You know, we already talked about somebody, you know.
We interviewed someone who did.
Interviewed somebody who came up with a fake profile named Henry.
Yes.
Who catfished his ex-wife.
Right.
You know? And
for
had
5 months.
For five motherfucking months.
Not one phone call to hear his voice.
And she fell head over heels for a man that she never spoke to mm-hmm. or met.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking stupid is that? Like, come on now.
Right.
You know? And people fall trapped to that.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, my mom got catfished.
And she fucking believed that bullshit.
Oh, my God. It was.
This dude was a fucking model.
Oh, my God. Yo, so this is very interesting. So the guy is like this hot Norwegian Viking looking dude, right?
Right.
And so, you know, she shows me this picture of this guy and I'm like, so you think he's real? I said, he is real, but this isn't who you're talking to. And so she's like, yes, it is. I asked him to send me a picture of him with, you know, with a sign that says da 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 da, right? And I'm looking at the picture and you could see that the piece of paper is like two different colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is Photoshopped. So you can't tell that this is Photoshopped?
You know, they do this to older women. Okay. And this right. is just what it is.
Because they're just not tech savvy or understand that stuff. Right.
It's a picture, so it has to be real.
Yeah. Like he sent it to me.
Yeah, it's Photoshop.
When somebody's like really good on the computer, you mm-hmm. can Photoshop something like that. My ex was great at Photoshop and he does that shit in like a minute.
Right.
And so it was really funny because I'm telling her like, yeah, this guy's not real. He's real, but this is not the one you're talking to.
He stole somebody's picture and made it his technically. Right. Yeah.
And then I went on and I found like 7 different profiles with the same guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Same Viking dude. Right. And I'm like, and I'm telling her like, he's not real,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you know, she wanted to believe what she wanted to believe. I don't know what eventually happened, but she doesn't talk about him anymore. But this is what I mean. Like,
I know you people want to believe it. Like, oh my God, this hot, sexy man is into me.
Let me tell you, I've had some really hot, sexy guys hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in that mindset of like, there's no way in hell that this guy is going to want to talk to me or meet me or anything like that. Not only that, but then when you look at who they follow, it's mm-hmm. all these women.
Right.
And it's kind of like, let me see who could I get to fall trap to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And it's, like I said, it's a sickness. It's a rush. It's fun for them.
It's not fun. It's just them. You're scamming people.
Yeah, yeah.
You're taking somebody's freaking picture and you're using it for yours. Right. For some sick, twisted,
like, fantasy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these
and
people,
that is scamming somebody.
And that's why I said, like, a lot of these. And when you watch the show Catfish, it's funny because a lot of these people live in suburban areas because they ain't shit going on.
Yeah.
So they're bored as fuck.
And
so
they're having, and they're in a quote unquote, I've been in a relationship with somebody online for X amount of years. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And never spoken to somebody.
Yeah. Or they spoke to them, right? They
oh, yeah. They spoke to them. They've but spoke never to them, actually but physically met.
Right. It's like, oh, well, we were supposed to meet, but then his sister died. His sister got cancer. The car broke down. He lost his job. His father died. The dog died. Like, all this shit happens around the time when they're supposed to meet you.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. I missed the train. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can't get, you know, gotta wait.
Like, but it's always something really, really tragic.
Yeah.
You know? I think that, like, and that's why I said, because I'm in this mindset and this mind frame of like, there's no way this is real. Like, right. I'm just kind of like, okay, well, if you show up, you show up. You don't.
Right.
Because it's so common.
Yeah.
You know, I'm supposed to meet somebody tomorrow. I don't even think it's going to happen.
Like, why even waste somebody's time? Just be real. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand people nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't. Like, stop wasting people's time. This is not a fucking game. You know what I mean? And a lot of people on social media and on these dating sites, mm-hmm. you got to wonder who's real, who's not. Like, when I was on it, mm-hmm. remember there was this one guy that you, because you remember you still used to have my,
my profile.
Yeah, my account. And there was this one guy who looked really good. Mm-hmm. And then I remember Dagna here had my phone. And she gave the guy my number. And I remember, and he did the same. Like, we exchanged numbers. And mm-hmm. I remember looking up the number, and it was not within New York.
Mm-hmm.
It was a, you know, because me, I do investigating.
He's bumfuck Alabama.
No, I do investigating because yeah. You don't know who you're really meeting, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember calling it. And I remember, you know, I said, you know, I'll take the first step and call. And I called and it went to a landline.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even it wasn't even a cell phone. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck gives their a landline number?
These days.
You know? Exactly.
Who even has a landline?
People text. And I remember thinking, okay, this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
This person stole this person's picture. Clear. And he, you know. And then I remember I went to sleep. And this person
was writing.
Yeah, he was calling. He just kept on calling me over and over to the point I had to block it. And I had to text, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I forgot I had sent something like to stop, whatever like that. But it was just fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
But I knew going forward that profile was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And that person just stole somebody and fucking probably used some random number.
Right. Right.
You know, it's just like, why waste people's time? Yeah. What is going on up there? Mentally, because that's what it is to make you do something like that,
mm-hmm.
to make somebody waste somebody's time and to pretend to be somebody that you're not.
Right. Yeah. So, oh my God. Like I said, I know it's because it's a rush for people.
It's a rush. No, it's just ridiculous.
It's a sickness. It's a rush and it's annoying and hurtful and deceitful.
You got to be careful because you don't know. You don't know. Luckily, you know, thank God for us, we've never really come across that, like, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember back in the day
when there
wasn't, like, it wasn't like how it was now. We didn't have, like, the real social media and the real dating site where you had to put up pictures like that.
Yeah.
There was times where you had to
go off of, you'd be like, age, sex, location.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, you had to do
ASL,
that.
ASL, and then you had to hope to God that this person is telling the truth on where they are, how old they are, and all this stuff.
Yeah, I never had a bad experience.
Me neither.
Thank God.
I didn't either.
You know, I met people who they say who they were, mm-hmm. but then I have some friends that would say, give some fucking stories.
I bet.
You know?
I bet, yeah. I don't, that's why I said I don't like the world that we live in right now, especially on social media. It's the whole
nobody knows how to really communicate anymore. Not right. to say people, you know, communicate like that back in our time either, but it was just, now it's just, it's really different right now.
I you know, a part of me wants to ask this woman, like, why does she filter her every single picture to the extreme?
Well, you already know why. You know, she has issues with her self-esteem.
Yeah. I mean, she already has. So she does have plastic surgery. It's clear when you meet her, you see that.
But obviously she's not happy still with how she looks.
And then she filters her pictures on top of that. Right. So it's kind of like, why are you doing this?
You don't have to ask her why, because you already know why.
I mean, she's so nice and so sweet. I don't understand, like I don't know why in her mind she thinks that she is actually going to get away with these pictures.
When people know who she really, you know, how she really looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I wonder if she's seeing anybody. I'm curious about
Me too. I would love to know if she's seeing anybody.
Yeah.
So.
I know a lot of guys will say, I think a lot of guys now who are on dating sites, they could tell if a woman's pictures is overly done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that right there is overly done.
Oh, yes.
When you're in your, say, 50s, knocking 60, and you look like you're 20. Like, I mean, you know, it's kind of overkill.
Mm-hmm. And then these guys get really upset. They're like, oh, look at that. She catfished me. And it's kind of like, well.
They have it on Instagram. They have, like, they have people, they have a filter on Instagram, and it's called catfish, where the women are showing how they look without the filter and how they look with it. And then they all say, this is not who I am. I don't look like this.
Yes.
You know, in real life, all of them say that. So it's just, I think men themselves have to worry about, you know, fingers crossed, let me hope that she looks like this in, like, her picture. let me hope she looks like this. Let me hope, you know, it is what it is.
The way I guess for us women, the way guys catfish us is they do shit to their hair. Like, they go and they get hair plugs or
I never saw a man that really catfished like that.
Oh, what,
like, right. look at the pictures, like, of the men that. Yeah. Look at the selections that we had.
On the dating sites.
The
pictures were bad.
They just throw up anything. Yeah. They're like, fuck it. You know, this is me. Take it or leave it. Right. You know, right. I don't see too many men catfishing or, you know, doing stuff like that. If it's a man and woman. Now, like, for example, the site that you're on, it's a little different, you know, where there are men impersonating women and taking women's profile picture, you know, a picture, and then they're pretending to be the woman.
Yeah.
You know, to get, as you said, get their rocks off, I guess, in a certain kind of way, or to whatever the reason they're doing that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you don't know who the fuck you're talking to. You just got to keep your fingers crossed that the person that you're, what it says on the profile is
who they are.
Yeah,
who
they exactly. Really
are. Yeah.
At the end of the day, and that's about it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But I can't. I remember when you told me that with that lady.
Yeah.
I was in shock. I was like, holy shit. Holy shit. Like, I think if we were able to show you this woman, I think everybody would say holy shit with us. Okay. Okay.
Right.
Because it's like the magic of technology.
Yeah. Shit.
Back in the day, we couldn't do shit like that. Take it or leave it, you know? Now
I can go pay a company to fuck my picture up.
That's so stupid. That's dumb. That's ridiculous to me.
Right.
Fucking just download the app.
Yes.
Go on fucking Snapchat. There's the dozens of fucking filters on there, you know, as you're taking the photo. Oh, nice selection. Picture. There you go.
Right.
You're paying a company to do that? That's just odd to me. I've never heard of that until you told me that.
Right. Hey.
That company's ripping her off. Because they fucking taken her photo and put it in. That's what they're doing. Like,
$500.
That's what they're doing.
But anyways.
Oh God. But at the end of the day, you know, you just gotta, as I said, keep your fingers crossed. A lot of people are catfishing. You just gotta be cautious and careful.
Yeah.
Because you really don't know who you're meeting.
Yep.
And you don't know if that person looks who they...
How they say they look.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, actually, I was thinking back to when the interwebs first came to be.
Like on LO, AOL.
AOL and shit like that, right? So
the chat rooms.
So yeah, so back in the day, when back in 1998, I was...
Damn, that seems so fucking right? long ago.
1998,
that was decades
yeah.
ago.
Yes, so I was on a chat room, so old. Right? Called Rob's Chat Room.
Rob, what?
Yes. Yes, Rob's Chat Room.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yes, my sweet dear friend got me onto that. And, you know, you would use certain codes to make the emojis and shit like that.
Yeah.
And
old school.
Yeah. And so I was hooked. Like, as soon as the internet became like a thing and these chat rooms, I was hooked.
You know, you're lucky. We talk about that.
Yes.
That, whew, we dodge bullets.
Yes.
We met same people.
Yeah.
Praises be. But
there was this one time. There was this one time. I made a date to meet someone, right? Mm-hmm. And he claimed to be like 5'6", 5'7", something like that. Mm-hmm. And so the plan was that he was going to meet me at my job, mm-hmm. right? It was my day off. So I say, oh yeah, just meet me here. And I was going to double date with my best friend. So what I ended up doing was like, I made a profile for him. He made a profile for me. And then we met people and then we booked a date for the same day together.
Right. Which is smart.
Yeah. And he, so we were going to meet my date first and then we were going to pick up his date. And it was so funny because I get to my job and the guy tells me, he's like, oh, I'm going to be wearing a Fighting Irish jacket with a Fighting Irish hat. And my mom is going to be dropping me off.
Say what now?
Right. Right.
Your mom?
Right. So
how old are you again?
Back then, you know, cell phones just started to become a thing. I had a cell phone, but cell phones I didn't just
became a thing.
Yeah, but I didn't my cell phone didn't work.
Right.
Right.
These
big clunky things. Yeah, big fucking Zach Morris phone. Yeah. And he didn't have a cell phone.
Oh God.
But so I'm like waiting for him at my job and I come in and my coworkers are like, oh, Dagna, what are you doing here? It's your day off. And I'm like, oh, I'm actually supposed to be meeting somebody here. And we're doing a double date or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay. Right. And then I see someone who's like 4 foot nothing, wearing a Fighting Irish jacket. Fighting Irish hat. Right.
How tall was he supposed to be?
Like 5'6", 5'7".
Oh my God.
So he's 4 foot nothing. Right. So I see him and then I see him coming towards the store and I tell everybody, I'm like, look, I'm leaving. Somebody's going to come in here in about 2 seconds and ask for me. Tell them that you haven't seen me at all today. Mm-hmm. And I walked right past him. And he comes and I hear him go, oh, hi, is Dagna here? And I'm looking back at them like, and they're like, no, we haven't seen her. And I'm like, yes. So I just
dodged the bullet.
I dodged him. I fucking ghosted him. I guess that would be ghosting him.
You know, and that is the right thing to do because you saw him and he fucking lied.
Yeah.
So he deserves to fucking be ghosted when it comes down to that.
And then my friend's date, she looked like, oh shit, what the hell is her name? Chelsea Clinton. She looked like Chelsea Clinton, but back then when Chelsea Clinton was like an ugly duckling.
Back in the...
yeah.
Back in 93, Chelsea Clinton.
It was a very odd day. It was such an odd day. but yeah. And then, you know, he wrote me, of course, like, oh, I went to go to your job and they said they didn't see you.
Yeah, you fucking lied, motherfucker. Yeah. You said you were 5'6", 5'7". And you're like 4, you're Cisco.
He's 6'6". He's like a tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Wait, really? Oh, shit.
Short like that.
Oh my God. I remember I saw Cisco and I thought he was taller. And when I saw him at the record store, the record store, Virgin Records back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Who does that anymore now?
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking like.
He's looking at your boobs. Yeah.
Yes.
You look like he could be your son.
I'm sure now, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'8", you know? So. Right.
So that shit was so funny to me because I was like, I guess back then that was a form of catfishing.
Yeah.
You know, because
and lying about what you look like. Yeah.
Yeah. But now it's just filters, it's Photoshop, it's like to the extreme now.
Or just showing somebody else's pictures that's not yours.
Right. But this
and thinking that, oh, let me meet this person and be like, you know what? I was ashamed to tell you what I really look like. Yeah, you should have said that before. Maybe you may have had a shot if you show me the real you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what I don't understand why people just don't do that. Mm-hmm. Just
be real. Yes.
Like the song.
Which one? I'm real. J-Lo? Yeah. I'm real.
I'm real?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Not be real, but I'm real.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up this week's episode. You can reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram, Lady and the Harlot.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, they should, you know, share your stories. If you ever gone through a catfish.
Yes. Situation.
Yeah. Either online or social media, wherever it is, you know, because people meet people on Instagram and Facebook you know, as well.
Yeah.
Have you ever been catfished where somebody's...
How did that play out? How did y'all meet?
Yeah.
What did they say? What did you encounter? If you encountered anything?
Yeah, exactly. Because I know it's not a pleasant thing.
Oh, no. It's not.
Yeah.
So, and if it's a long, detailed story, you can reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com.
Yeah. You can go to ladyandtheharlot.com. We have all of our episodes. And also, we're all over. Spotify, Apple.
Everywhere.
Yes. Every... digital platform we are.
Everywhere and then, that you want to be.
And then also our merch is on a website. Just click on that and you can purchase everything from mm-hmm. sweatshirts to mugs to whatever. Tops, yeah, whatever you need. Summer's coming, so get your Lady and Harlot t-shirt out now.
So with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And thank you for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. We'll see you soon.
Bye.